It's a finally Friday edition of the 4 Weeks Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Lewis, along with Deegan.
Hello.
And Collins.
Hi.
Ooh, that's a very excited, I'm chilling, ready for Friday. Is Friday your favorite day of the week?
Yes.
Deegan?
Friday is my favorite because then it's just the weekend.
It's the weekend. Least favorite day of the week?
Monday, because you have to go back to school, but not this month.
Wednesday.
Wednesday? Because it's like the middle of the road?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so just today, 45 confirmed cases in the state of Iowa for the COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus. And of course, if you've been tuning in to the 4 Weeks Podcast, you know why we named it the 4 Weeks Podcast, because the kids have 4 weeks off due to the coronavirus to help limit the spread of the coronavirus. So today, what was on the agenda today? G-Ma Deb was back in the house, huh?
Uh-huh. We finished our llama puzzle, and she brought balloons, and we played it and hit it up in the air.
And
with our head and our feet.
And your activity today was a theme of school, right?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Wait, what?
You had gym today.
Oh, yeah.
You did gym workout. Deegan, how was the workout today?
Good.
Good.
I was sweating.
You were?
Yeah.
What did you do during the... We found a great workout video that's more like gym class, and so it's a good opportunity for you to do. What did you all do in the gym workout?
We all just like kept jumping around and stay moving.
Mm-hmm. What else did you do today?
Like she said, just did the llama puzzle and played with balloons.
So what do you think? 45 confirmed cases in the state for the coronavirus. Sean Payton, who coaches the New Orleans Saints, he has the coronavirus now. There's a lot of different people. What's your guys' thoughts to this point? Is there gets to be more people with confirmed cases in the state of Iowa?
It's kind of a lot of cases.
Collins, what do you think?
I don't care.
You don't care? Well, from the standpoint, what if a family member got coronavirus?
Oh, I'd be sad for them.
Well, exactly. So think, if somebody else is out there, one of those other 45 people, that might be their grandma or their grandpa or their mom or their sister, right? So that's why you should kind of care to limit the spread of the coronavirus, because you never know, and you don't want to make, you know, somebody else's family sad or unhappy by having the coronavirus. So that's what we wanted to kind of highlight today is that we keep seeing, because last week there was only about 3 coronavirus cases in the state of Iowa, and that's definitely grown quite a bit in the last week. So we'll continue to keep track of it. We'll continue to kind of educate the kids on everything they know about coronavirus. But first, we want to know, with them out of school, have you guys ever heard of the show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
No.
Nope.
All right, we're going to find out if you are smarter than a fifth grader today, all right? So we've got 5 questions for each of you. Now, while the other one is answering the questions, we are going to have that person put on a pair of headphones and listen to some music. Then the other person will come back, and they'll take the quiz. Shall we get started?
Yes.
All right, who's going first?
I'm going to sit on the couch first.
You're going to sit on the couch first. But all right. Are Deegan and Collins smarter than a fifth grader? Here we go. What unit of measurement is abbreviated OZ? Ounces, pounds, liters, or oblongs?
Ounces.
Ounces? I don't know.
True or false? The human shoulder is a ball and socket joint.
True?
True.
Which one of these is a mammal? A seahorse? Sea lion? Or sea urchin?
Sea lion.
A sea lion.
Which continent is the least populated? Asia, Antarctica, Australia, or Europe?
Antarctica?
Antarctica?
Since the late 1930s, what calendar date has been designated for the inauguration of a United States president? Is it January 1st, January 15th, January 20th, or January 23rd?
The 15th?
January 20th?
Good job! You got all 5 right!
I think it was fun. And surprisingly, that I got
every time she answered, right. It was like a question. She wasn't sure if she knew. So good job, buddy. You got 4 out of 5. Collins, 5 out of 5. And by the way, did you guys know that we are now on 5 different platforms? Be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. We're on Anchor, Breaker, Radio Public, and Google Podcast. And we're still waiting for iTunes. So thanks for joining us on this edition of the 4 Weeks Podcast. As tradition, we have to give our shout-outs. Collins, who are you giving a shout-out to today?
To my mom.
To your mom, because yeah. She's hardworking today, right?
Yes.
All right, Deegan, who you want to give a shout-out to, bud?
Denny Hamlin for winning the 2020 Daytona 500.
He's big into NASCAR these days, which is always good. Deegan, can we get a sound effect again? That's right. We got to speed on out of here on a Friday edition of the 4 Weeks Podcast. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back Monday. You've been listening to the 4 Weeks Podcast. Later, bro family.